Berahino, neat little ball in, looking for Craig Gardner, knocked away. Straight back to Berahino again, wide on the right-hand side, sending a good-looking cross in. Guzan's come a long way, he's gone loose, he's under Billy Buck, sets him on the shot, Gardner in there, and it's 1-0 to West Bromwich Albion. Craig Gardner, who else against his former club? It was a scramble, good ball in from the right-hand side. Villa tried to keep it out, there was a good save in there from Brad Guzan, but it fell to Gardner, and he made no mistake from about 8 yards out. The deadlock is broken, it's West Bromwich Albion that have the lead. Baggies 1, Aston Villa 0.
What do you say at half-time when you're up against 10 men? They play quite well to defy you, it's still 0-0. What do you say then?
You say that we've got to make sure that we play with intelligence, that we use the ball well, that we move it quickly, and we have to think about moving it from side to side, try and get overloads in the wide areas. And if Villa do get stretched out, that's when you're looking to try and penetrate through the middle of them. And I said to the players it was really important that they didn't lose patience, that they didn't get anxious, that they didn't start to force things too much, because I felt that if we could keep on doing the right things, then our opportunities would come.
It's an understatement to say you personally needed this result, Alan, isn't it?
It probably is. Obviously we've talked about my situation before, and I can't affect that. All I can do is try and make sure that we're as well prepared for every game as we possibly can be, and I certainly feel that we are prepared. What happens once the game starts, that can be different, but it was a great result for everybody involved with the club, and I'm just one of those people.
Villa came back well at the end there, didn't they? They showed their high morale.
Yes, they did. They're in a good run of form at the moment. They've been picking up a lot of points lately, and it was a difficult time for us to play them. But we expected them to have a go towards the end. They had nothing to lose anymore, at 1-0 with just a few minutes to go. And like we've seen with our performances lately, there was a goalkeeper up in the opposing penalty area in the last few minutes. So that wasn't unexpected.
Will you sleep better tonight, or are you a good kipper anyway?
I always sleep. I do such long hours that I'm exhausted by the time I go to bed. Sometimes I wake up and it's getting back to sleep that's the problem.
Well, all our interviews you do, that help. They help you go to sleep, don't they, Alan?
Well, they probably help all the listeners to go to sleep, but I'm not so sure about me.
There you are. Who says Scottish?
Tell me about your views on the guys you gave the nod to today, Brown Aday and Varela.
I think that, first of all, they need to be commended for lasting the game. Because I didn't expect them to do that, and full marks to them. We've been, and I have to say to the sports science staff as well for the work that they have done to get them in the right condition. So that was pleasing. Performance wise, I felt as if overall they could be happy with the performances, and it would have been nice for one of them to get a goal, but they were actually both involved in the goal, and that was pleasing.
Tell me about the hype and the inverted word pressure that. Just about 2-3 minutes before kickoff, was it tangible in the dressing room before you sent them out?
I could hear from when I arrived at the ground, and I come early. I could feel that it was all building up, and whilst the players were out warming up, I could hear the noise that was going around the stadium, and that's been something different as far as I'm concerned. But it was certainly a great atmosphere, and I expected it to be. I may not have been involved in this derby before, but every other derby I've been involved in, I understand the passion and the pride that are involved in them.
Winning games is a great thing at any time, but is there also a huge sense of relief about these 3 points as well?
Well, I was relieved, because obviously winning any game is difficult in the Premier League. And we needed a win, and I think everybody was well aware of that. So, of course, there was relief. There was a lot of relief when that final whistle went, and that was certainly an emotion that was running high, as well as clearly being delighted with the result.
Paul, sending off changed the game.
For 94 minutes we were in that game. I've got a big compliment to my team for the way we started the game. I thought until Kane gets sent off, there's only one team dominating the ball. And sending off, it changes a lot of things, but big compliment to the team for keeping on going.
Richardson overran the ball, didn't he? He was stretching. Appreciate it wasn't malicious, but in the current climate, you think it deserved?
It could, Pat. I just said that on air there, that when you raise your studs in the current game, you leave yourself open for a red card, and you're right, Kane's not a malicious player or anything like that. It's his second touch, he's over hit.
But Benteke nearly nicked it for you at the end there.
I always think there's a chance of scoring. I mean, I thought, as I said before, even when we changed it, went to a back three, it was backs to the wall for West Brom at times. But, no, listen, the sending off definitely changed it, but the way we were playing and the attention of the boys, very good.
Good noise, wasn't it, from 24,000?
Always is, as you expect, don't you? Derby game and local game and atmosphere good. And good atmosphere.
Was it always going to be 1-0 to someone? Because you seem to react very well, having gone a goal down. You made the little changes, and for about 5 or 10 minutes, you seem to be the side with the impetus a little bit.
Yeah, I think, obviously, first, I still think 11v11, Mark, we were dominant of the ball, and we looked good, and everything's working really good. And the sending off certainly gives you an uphill battle, but as I said, big compliment to the team for the way they reacted.
And Vla and Delph back in Villiers, that's only good news.
Yeah, probably earlier than expected, but the way things are, that we had to try and get them on the bench. And Fabian, I thought, was very good when he came on, and Ron, for the last 10 minutes or so, it bedded him in.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's the end of a little bit of an unbeaten run for you, but dust yourselves down and go again, I presume, is the motto.
Exactly, but we're confident at the minute, and that's just pleasing thing. I've just said to him in there, everybody's disappointed to lose, but 11v10, we give a good game.
Also fair to say you're in much better shape than the last time you lost a game of football, because you've got players coming back now.
One's coming back and one's gone out. We obviously a couple of injuries and suspension. So, but that's the nature of the game. Whoever comes in, I'm pretty sure they'll do well.